For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The Jets have fired their general manager, Joe Douglas.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I feel like that Seinfeld episode where I am without speech. I have no speech. Who fires a general manager in between weeks 11 and 12? Like fans are going to be happy to see that head on a pike. Honestly.
The Rich Eisen Show with guest host Mike Hill. Today's guests, senior columnist for The Athletic, Jason Lloyd, Fox Sports college football insider, Bruce Feldman, comedian, Tony Rock. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Mike Hill.
You already know what it is. I'm back, y'all. Mike Hill in the house, sitting in for the great Rich Eisen. Usually I'm here on a Friday fun day, but it's hump day. We still going to have the same amount of fun today. Fun, entertainment. We're going to educate you a little bit. We're going to talk about some of these owners out here that shouldn't own teams. We're going to talk about the college football playoffs. We're going to talk a little NBA. We're going to get some love to LeBron James. We are.
Some of us will.
Some of us will. Some of us don't like him. Speaking of that, Chris Brockman, a big LeBron James fan. What's up, Chris?
Hey.
Good to see you, baby.
Hey, you're going to get the unvarnished truth from my seat.
Man, that's what I want. I want the unvarnished truth. The unvarnished truth. Like, it's rough around the edges.
If I've never heard of someone, I'm going to say, hey, I've never heard of that guy.
Anybody that's watched college basketball has heard of Dalton Connect. If you watch college basketball, and I believe LeBron James is a student of all sports, to be quite honest with you. The NFL, he watches the NBA, obviously, and he watches college basketball. So he knew who Dalton Connect was.
I'm sure he does.
I'm pretty sure Del Tufo knew.
Of course.
Of course he does. He's over there.
What college did he go to, Mike? What college did he go to?
UConn.
Tennessee.
I haven't done a Tennessee game. You got to give me players I know.
I mean, but you know, you watched me like on the air over there. I mean, come on, how many? You know, I do college basketball all the time over there. That's what
Mike,
I do.
You know me. I'm zoned into the game.
But you listen. That's what your job is.
Good job, Mike. Listen to me.
Say the name of the team over and over.
Exactly. I listen to the audio, not the content. Thank you, Mike.
The audio, not the content. Okay.
Wow, but that's true. Right. I mean, I can't.
TJ knew who he was.
Of course.
I mean, he's the steal of the draft.
You know what I'm saying? West Side Connect. Connect four.
He's connected so far, man. That boy, hey, this is a bad man, bro. I mean, since he's been in the starting lineup, he had 37 points last night in the Lakers. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Once again, college football playoffs. We got the Cavs and the Celtics last night. The Cavs are still for real, even though they lost for the first time last night. We're going to talk to Tony Rock, my man, a great comedian. We're going to talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers once again, maybe the Cleveland Browns. But I got to start off today because I've been hearing all this talk about primetime Deion Sanders, and it's great. He deserves all the recognition he deserves because of what he's doing at Colorado. He's got this team in his second year, a team that won one game 2 years ago. He's got them on the verge to winning a Big 12 championship and possibly going to the college football playoffs in just his second year. Nobody expected that out of Colorado this year. There's only one person that voted them in the preseason.
This guy right here.
In the AP Top 25.
Remember how much you got so much grief for that?
I got hammered.
I mean,
conspiracy theories. Oh, he did the audio version of Deion's book. He's cool with Prime. It's just, you know, he's got this favoritism towards Coach Prime. He's black. I got everything. I think maybe they might have a really good season. I said before the season that they was going to win at least 8-9 games. And see, I felt that way. I didn't think they was going to win the Big 12 championship. But I felt like if you got two Heisman contenders on your team. People are talking about Heisman contenders and Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. How can you have Heisman contenders and not actually have a good team? Because if they win 4 or 5 games, they're not Heisman contenders. Am I right?
Right.
Am I right?
Right.
So you got to win like 8, 9 games for them to be Heisman contenders. So you got two guys on your team that are like that, two of the best in the nation, and they deserve to be Heisman contenders this year. Shedeur needs a little bit more love for the Heisman race. Travis is obviously the front runner right now. How can they not be? Well, I want to talk about Colorado in a minute. We're going to talk about them with Bruce Feldman. I want to talk about primetime, all this talk about prime, possibly leaving Colorado after just 2 seasons and going to TJ's Dallas Cowboys, even though they're not TJ's Dallas Cowboys anymore. We're going to give you a pass now, TJ. Now, you can here's the thing. I understand that you said that Rich won't allow you to leave the Cowboys.
Or the people.
The people won't allow you to leave. We're going to make one exception right now. But if you leave the Cowboys, you cannot come back to this team for 6, 7 years.
Ooh, okay. Well, had you told me that in 2000, I'd have been like, yeah,
no,
sure.
No, I mean, revisionist history is what it is. I'm talking about right now. Can we do this, Brogman? Can we do this, Del Tufo?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me write
if
this
you
down.
Leave, if you leave the Cowboys,
I gotta make
right
up a contract.
Now, you can walk away right, from on. The Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
Let's make it 5 years. You cannot go back to that team, no matter what they do, for the next 5 years.
So 2030?
2030.
Hold on, I'm writing up a contract right now.
2030 season. If you walk away from the team.
I need to, can I have some time to think about
it?
You don't have time to think about it.
We got 3 hours.
So if they win, he can have nothing. He can't say a word.
If they win 4 in a row, he can't say a word.
I can't celebrate?
He can't celebrate.
No parades. What year are
we doing? 2030?
2030.
You can't come back until
2030.
Put that on the board.
30
season.
2030 season. If you walk away, then this is your team. You're supposed to be with them through thick and thin.
Okay.
I'm a diehard Knicks fan. Been with them through thick and thin. Terrible seasons. Diehard Knicks fan. Diehard Giants fan. Thick and thin.
Well, I'm writing up a contract. Hold on.
Would you leave?
I won't leave. Nope, won't leave. Okay. I won't leave. I'm sticking because that's what a fan does. You stick with your team through the bad times as well as the good times. If you stick with the team during the good times, if you only are with the team during the good times, then guess what you are? You are a bandwagon fan. You're not a true fan. All right, so here we go.
We have a contract.
I wrote up the contract.
Okay.
TJ, if you leave the Dallas Cowboys, you can't come back until the 2030 season. Witness dictated, not read.
Witness.
Okay. Are you going to sign it?
I need time to think. Take emotions. You just sprung this on me.
Okay, all right. That's what I'm saying. Brockman, we'll give him
think
until...
Think about it. There's the contract.
I got my official.
We're going to get a notary. Mike, are you a notary?
Yes, I am.
All right, we'll get Mike to notarize it.
I got to ponder this. I have until noon.
You got until 11:30 Pacific time.
Okay. Let me read this through.
All right. Can't come back.
Can't 2030.
And that means if the Cowboys were to hire prime, which I don't know how you feel about that. If Mike McCarthy's gone.
This isn't on camera anymore, but you see this corner over there? Bunch of prime stuff right there.
A bunch of prime.
Deion signed jersey and an action figure.
You know what kind of person prime is. You know
I
what
got
kind
two
of player
pair of blenders,
he was.
Mike Hill. Two pair.
You see what he's done at Jackson State. You see what he's done in Colorado. He took Jackson State to a championship game in his third season, I believe, there. Mm-hmm. And then now he has Colorado on the verge of possibly winning the Big 12 title in his second season, possibly going to the college football playoffs. Could be in Dallas and make the same type of turnaround for the Cowboys there as a head coach. I don't know what kind of head coach he'll be in the NFL. I don't know if it translates the same way. But it might be a possibility, and all the talk out there is about that. Here's what Deion actually had to say about possibly leaving Colorado just yesterday.
Price. There's a price of everything. Yeah.
Coach Prime, I'm feeling good with that.
I'm happy where I am, man. I'm good. I got a kickstand down. You know what a kickstand is? A lot of people not of age, don't know what a kickstand is. That means I'm resting. I'm good. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm enthusiastic about where I am. I love it here. I truly do.
That's present tense.
Okay.
He's got a kickstand down. You know what a kickstand is. Kickstand is on a bike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You put it down. But how easily can you kick that kickstand up and get on that bike and ride out of town? And his first statement was the true statement. Money. Must be the money. It's turning me on. Must be the money. Must be the money. I cannot go wrong. Hey, Prime is a businessman. If Jerry throws some money at him, the Cowboys come a calling. I think he can be lured out of college football and go to the NFL. However, I don't see that happening in Dallas. You know why? Two reasons. A lot of people are talking about him coming to Dallas and bringing his son there. I think that's
one person is talking about that.
I've seen other people talk about
Michael Irvin is the loudest.
Well, Michael Irvin's talking about, I actually saw Mike yesterday at work yesterday and kind of talked about it a little bit. It don't work that way.
Well, remember though, he got two sons.
I know he's got two. Travis.
No, maybe Shiloh. You know, we need help in the our secondary.
I'm not going to disrespect Shiloh right now. I'm not going to do that. I'm not. We're not. I like Shiloh.
Shiloh's not who you're talking
about.
So
what I'm saying is, like, the people. If Deion comes to the NFL, there are two players on his team currently that any NFL team would want to have.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's Shedeur Sanders, and that's Travis Hunter. They got other players on Colorado's team. That Bentley kid is a really good player as well. And they got Jimmy Horn. They got a great wide receivers at on every level. They're like 5-6 deep at wide receivers. So they're going to be great NFL wide receivers out there. But right now, Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter. And here's the thing. Even if Deion comes to the Dallas Cowboys, there's no guarantee he can get either one of them. Because they're going to be high draft picks. And right now, even though the Dallas Cowboys are a terrible team, very disappointing team, one of the worst teams in the NFL, and one of the more disappointing teams in the NFL. And I'll talk about my five most disappointing teams in the NFL a little bit later on in the show. They're not the worst team in the NFL right now. And so trying to get a quarterback, first of all, you already got a quarterback that you just paid a lot of money to.
That we just got surgically repaired. So
surgically repaired quarterback.
He's going to be ready to go next year.
A one who has a no trade clause in his contract.
Yeah, so let's
a one who has a lot of money on his. What are you going to do? You're going to draft. You're going to bring in Prime, pay him a lot of money, draft with one of your first round picks, a Shedeur Sanders, and have him sit behind Dak Prescott for how many years? What are you going to do? First of all, you're not going to get Shedeur Sanders if you're the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah,
because you're not going to get him.
Your Giants are the last stop there. That's as far as he's going.
Exactly. The Giants have a worse record right now than the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Not only the Giants have a worse record. They need a quarterback. Raiders have a worse record. They need a quarterback. Titans have a worse record. Look at that right there. Look at all those.
Oh, 2, 3, 4, 5. All are possible taking quarterbacks.
Titans, yeah. Jets need a quarterback.
Yep.
Panthers need a quarterback.
Guess who got their quarterback, baby?
I mean, Patriots, you're looking good.
We got one.
The future. Shedeur Sanders is not going to the Dallas Cowboys.
No.
Because if the Giants finish, they may be able to trade up with some teams on that list there if they throw everything at them. But one of the teams, if the Giants finish with a worse record, and right now, with Tommy DeVito being a starter, I know he had some success last year. But the reason why they didn't have Locke as the quarterback is because the Giants want to tank right now. They feel like, okay, let's put DeVito out there. You know, it's the name. We had a great season with him last year and a great story with him last year.
Great story, yeah.
Great story last year. He won a couple of games for us. Whatever. We don't see him doing that this year. And we're not trying to do that. If the Giants are smart, they want to tank so they can get a top-flight quarterback in the NFL draft coming up because they need one. So if the Giants are there below the Cowboys, you think the Giants are going to trade with the Cowboys?
Nope.
So to allow them to get their quarterback of the future? That's not happening. So forget about Shedeur Sanders coming there. Maybe Travis, depending on where he goes, and Travis could be one of the top five picks in the draft too. And right now you saw the draft board, Cowboys aren't in the top five. So that's not going to happen. The other reason why it's not going to work, this is the main reason why primetime Deion Sanders will not be going to the Dallas Cowboys next year. Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones, while I give Jerry credit for loving his team the way he does, and I don't think there's an owner that is more invested in their football team than Jerry Jones, but that's good and bad. Jerry Jones cares so much about his team, and you listen to some of the old players or whatever, he's always taking care of them or whatnot, and they always come back, and they got reverence for him or whatever. But Jerry gets in his own way. What other owner in any sport do you see after every game and before every game is in front of the cameras talking to the media? Jerry Jones has to be about him right now. And if you bring in Prime, guess where all the attention is going to go? All the attention is going to go to the head coach. And if Prime comes in, guess what Prime wants? Prime's going to want some control. And Jerry Jones, is he going to be able to cede that control? Is he going to be able to give that control to Deion Sanders so he can be successful? Remember, one of the reasons, and CJ, you remember this because you were a longtime fan, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why, when the Cowboys were in their glory years, one of the reasons why they weren't able to sustain that run is because of ego getting yep. in the way of Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson. Jerry wanted too much of the credit.
Yep.
Jimmy didn't want, Jimmy, hey, I want to be able to do my thing. Hey, this is my team. Let me run the team the way I want to. Jerry Jones fired Jimmy Johnson. And they just now made up after all those many years. Also remember, I was there in Dallas covering the Cowboys when he brought in Bill Parcells. Jerry, it was still a tug of war when it came to that. And it didn't work out. So you think Jerry Jones, after all these years, is going to finally say, you know what? I'm just going to sit back. I'm going to be an owner. And I'm going to allow the coach to come in, and I'm going to allow the coach to make a lot of decisions, which I'm pretty sure Prime's going to want to do that. Bring in some of his own player, obviously his own coaching staff. Even with the coaching staff now, Mike McCarthy, he couldn't even bring in his own offensive coordinator when he first came in. Jerry Jones had to hire that. Jerry Jones has too much control with this football team. It's his team. He can do what he wants to with it. But the reason why it's not going to work with Prime being there is because he's not going to give Prime what he needs right now. Also, here's the thing. If Prime, and I love Prime, that's my guy, don't get me wrong, I'm not putting Prime in my AP top 25 at the beginning of the season because of my personal love for him. I also think he gets a lot of hate that he doesn't deserve. I think he's a, you know, he's a very confident man, and there's nothing wrong with that. And he backs up his confidence mm-hmm. or what he does with winning football games, turning the program around. He deserves everything he's at the Colorado. We are doing a disservice right now. If Prime truly wants to stay at Colorado, I think Michael Irvin, I think other media members, I think right now we're doing a disservice to primetime Deion Sanders in Colorado because we're talking about possibly him going to the NFL. Right. Yeah. And if we're talking about him going to the NFL and everyone is hearing that, guess who else is hearing that?
The recruits.
Recruits are hearing that. They're in the running for what Julian's saying, the number two quarterback in the nation right now who decommitted from USC. Paid a visit to Colorado. Obviously, they're going to need a quarterback because Shador's leaving after the season. I know they can get one in the transfer portal. But if you're hearing prime time possibly leaving, Julian Sands is going to make a commitment pretty soon. And he's not going to wait until the end of the football season to find out if Prime is actually going to leave or not. So if you're Colorado right now, you're paying him, what, about $6 million a year? Man, this man has brought in so much revenue to Colorado and given this program so much exposure. 2 years ago, people forget, man, Colorado was the worst football team in FBS. They were terrible. They were at the bottom of the list, not just one win, but they were a terrible, horrible one-win team. And he came in, won four games last year, got off to that great start, and everybody wants to remember how they finished, but people forget how they started. And he got the exposure. And yes, a lot of people felt like they were overexposed, but they deserved it because it was Prime. And he brought in Prime recruits. And he brought his own luggage in. And then he did it all over again. Got rid of some people in the transfer portal. And more people came through the transfer portal. And now look at what they're doing. That's success. So if you're Colorado, and if you're Prime, you're saying, hey, I got my kickstand now. And I'm happy. Colorado, make him happier by giving that man the money he deserves. Make him make a commitment like Indiana did with Cignetti. Indiana, Cignetti came in from JMU, one season, great season. They got a big game against Ohio State coming up, but Indiana's off to a 10-0 start for the first time ever. They're in the top five for the first time ever in program history. Cignetti did that. He changed the culture. They got the best point differential in college football right now. Indiana said, hey, you know what? Let's tear up that old contract. Let's give you something new. We're going to give you a new 8-year deal. So money talks, man. Colorado, I don't know how much you got or whatever, but you need to give it to Deion to make him commit and say, hey, I am here so that other recruits can say, okay, well, he's going to be there for a while. They can build something on top of what they have. Now, Colorado's got a big game against Kansas coming up this week, and Kansas, even though they're having a disappointing season, Kansas just knocked off BYU. It was an undefeated team, so Kansas is a very dangerous team. But Colorado controls its own destiny. They went out. They go to the Big 12 championship game. They win the Big 12 championship game. They go to the college football playoffs. Colorado, if you want to keep primetime Deion Sanders in Boulder, make the commitment to him right now so he can make the commitment to you so that your program can continue to win for years to come, not just this season. All right, we're going to talk basketball coming up next, y'all. Y'all saw the game last night? I know you saw it.
Of course.
Yeah. Celtics. And I'm going to talk about Cavs. They're for real. But I'm going to also give love to the Celtics, man, a team that won the championship last year and still does not get the respect. And one superstar player who is the most disrespected superstar I've seen in quite a long time. We'll talk about that next right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
I also love the story that you've told, and if you wouldn't mind telling the audience here as well, at the Combine, when you would be pulled into rooms, and you didn't know which room you were being pulled into by which.
Yeah, I was, you know, it had come back in that day, everybody was reaching for it. Agents was in the hotel. Yeah. Everybody was everybody.
Now it's all scheduled.
It
now
was
you
scheduled,
know.
Structured. You can't be in a hotel. You can't be on the premises. Then it was everything. It was wild. So I'm backing away from crowds and people trying to grab me. And I backed into this room and the Giants was there. And it was the Giants room. And they had people sitting down taking these tests. What do they call these things?
Oh, yeah, like the psychology test, right?
I mean, the thing was that thick, man. And then I sat down, and they gave me this thing. And what is this? They say, it's this test, and, you know, we need you to take it. I said, oh, what picker do you have? It's like the 10th. I said, oh, I'd be gone for then. I got to be walked out. I'd be gone. Well, I'd be way gone for then.
And then let's just get into it here. I mean, Belichick said he watched you run the 40 at the combine. And that you ran it and then ran into the tunnel. And is it true?
That's not true.
Okay. You did not run into a waiting car and being taken to the airport right then and there.
No, because I had more interviews and all of that. No. That story just grows and
grows. It does. It's like a fish story.
It is. That's not true. I did everything that I was asked to do. Now, I didn't lift. I ain't do none of that because Jerry Rice to this day hadn't laid across my arms and had me bench pressing. You know, I don't know where that comes from.
I love that you say that. When you're watching the defensive backs
put up the
weight and reps of 225
why?
And they're struggling to get a fifth one up.
Have you ever said, man, well, if that guy would have got one more rep, he'd have been there on that play? Never. Or the 3-cone drill. Like, no, this has nothing to do with nothing. So I didn't do any of that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it all worked out.
Yeah.
All right, Mike Hill back on the Rich Eisen Show. I got to put my glasses on, guys. I'm getting older now, so because I can't read. Rich Eisen Radio Show Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Sometimes you just got to realize that you need help, you know, with the glasses. I mean, I know people in the radio can't see that, but I can't see a darn thing these days. I can see far away. Like, I can read all the way over there. But, like, anything that's up close, my phone, I cannot see it, man. What was this? The TV version saw Prime in the interview you guys had back in 2019 talking about the Giants, you know, trying to pick him 10th. He said he'd be gone by then or whatever. That's another thing about Prime with Shador. You think he's going to control a lot of where Shador and Travis goes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You think he's going to let Shador go to Cleveland? Or the Jets?
Oh, gosh, get out of here, man. Cleveland is where quarterbacks go to die. It's so sad.
The Jets, too.
I'm trying to think the last time the Jets actually drafted a good quarterback.
Chad Pennington.
Chad Pennington was the last time the Jets actually drafted a really good quarterback.
Mark Sanchez was okay. They went to, not because of him, they went to the AFC Championship game, but he was the quarterback on those teams that made it that far.
They had a really strong running game. Thomas Jones.
Great defense, run game.
Yeah, yep. They had a really strong running game. And take another away from Mark Sanchez. He's my colleague over at Fox Sports, too. So, but, you know, it's sad that the only thing you think about with Mark Sanchez with the Jets is that one play on Thanksgiving, the butt fumble. I mean, that's what you think about. I mean, you're talking about, I'm just saying. I mean, you went to the AFC Championship games, but I'm saying that's what you think about.
Guy dated Eva Longoria.
Okay, yeah. It's great prowess. Don't get me wrong. Like, that's wonderful.
Fumble with Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, like Derek Jeter should be in the Hall of Fame for different reasons. You know what I'm saying? Derek Jeter
didn't have a butt fumble. Sure, no, he embellished some plays, like diving into the stands.
Oh, my gosh.
The dude was a good player.
Stop. Can I tell you something, bro? This is your show, and I'm just a guest over here, but please don't ever disrespect the greatest Yankee of all time in front of me ever again. Brockman, I love you to death, man. Hold on.
The greatest Yankee of all time?
Derek Jeter, to me, is the greatest Yankee of all time.
Most overrated Yankee of all time.
What is going on right now? Overrated? TJ, Del Tufo.
I mean, I don't even entertain when he
overrated?
Does that.
Overrated?
He's not. Yeah. I don't know if he's number one.
The two greatest players. We're waiting for Jason Lloyd. The two greatest plays of Jeter's career are absolute crap. First off, Jeremy Giambi was safe, and then he dove into the stands.
He dove into the stands. He sacrificed his body.
He could have easily stopped before the wall.
The man had 3,000 hit. He hit a home run, 3,000 hit.
That obviously is cool, but come on. I'm overrated defensive player, a completely average shortstop.
No.
That his peak power wasn't even close to as good as Nomar.
Clutch hits.
Like, what are we talking
clutch
about?
Clutch hits. Not even about power, not about average. Clutch hits coming up big. He came through in the World Series games. He came through. Yeah. That's what I'm talking. This is the difference when we talk about Yankee fans right now. You can have a great regular season. That's why I got on Aaron Judge so much.
Yeah.
Great regular seasons are great. That's wonderful. Win all those MVPs. A-Rod will win MVP. That's wonderful. What are you going to do in the postseason?
Yep.
What are you going to do in the postseason? That's what makes Yankee fans or Knicks fans or anybody in New York. That's why Eli Manning is beloved in New York right now, because what he did in the postseason, in those two postseasons. We'll talk about that in a minute, because he only had two really good postseasons, to be quite honest with you.
A-Rod's postseason is better than Judge.
In 2009, it was. In 2009, but A-Rod,
got you guys a ring.
A-Rod was like Barry Bonds, like other players before him, when he'd have great regular seasons but couldn't get it done in the postseason. Right? That's the reason why Judge is being belittled right now, because look, you know, regular season is wonderful. That's great. We love it. What are you going to do in the postseason? Jeter stepped up in the postseason. Jeter was great in the postseason. Five World Series rings, bro. Come on, man. He should have been the MVP that one year that Justin Morneau stole it. They took it from him. He should have been an MVP that season.
Oh, come on.
I said, come on, man. Most overrated, man. Man, we're in L.A. You wouldn't be able to leave this studio right now if we was in New York. You wouldn't be able to leave the studio. Jeter's a good dude, too, man. Great dude. Love him to death, man. Love him to death. How did he even get on that?
I don't know.
What was I talking about?
you fell for the Chiefs?
I fell for the jet. Yeah. That's right. I got caught up in. Get back on track, man. Let me get back on track.
I didn't say a word this whole time.
And see, and this whole time, like, I don't like, as a Yankees guy, as a New York guy, I don't like anything Boston. I don't.
Why would you?
Ingrained in me. I don't like, but I give credit what credit is due. I get the Boston Celtics deserve to win the championship last year. They were the best team. I think they're also disrespected this year as a team.
Yeah, of course.
We're still not talking about the Celtics. We still talk more about the Lakers. We talk more about the Cavaliers this year. We talk more about the Knicks in the offseason. Then we talked about the Boston Celtics coming off a great season.
We'll just fly under the radar again. That's totally fine.
And I think Jason Tatum is the most disrespected superstar that the NBA has seen maybe since. And when I say disrespected, obviously he gets his accolades, he goes to the All-Star game, he's an All-Pro and all that type of stuff like that. But I've never seen a guy do so much early in his career, what he has done, taking his team to the finals, winning the NBA championship, and still be disrespected where there are people out there still criticizing this guy. If Jason Tatum were LeBron James, got more. LeBron James got criticized a little bit too, even though he's got his teams to the championships and NBA finals, whatever. It's always got to do more, you got to do. But Jason Tatum, man, just takes it for whatever reason. Like even in the Olympics, not getting run in the Olympics. I mean, and then still, that's why he's going to be the MVP of the league this year.
That's bold. I hope you're right. He's off to a great start. He leads the NBA in points. He leads Boston in points, rebounds, and assists. And obviously, you know, they're 11-3. So, look, I'm with you on that. But it just seems like he's never going to get that type of accolade, no matter what their record is or what type of stats he puts up.
I think he's because he's light-skinned, TJ. Light-skinned, brother. Now we're getting to,
now we're getting to the root of the problem, right?
Yeah. But, hey, the Celtics did what they needed to do last night. They knocked out the Cavaliers. Started off 15. It was a really good game. Celtics had a 20-some point lead. Cavaliers fall back. And they should, this is what they do. First game of the season, I said the Celtics are going to be on one once again this year. They can shoot. Boston can shoot, bro. I mean, like, I understand it's a 3-point lead this year. Boston can shoot. They not just take threes. They make their threes. Mm-hmm. When White makes his threes, they got Pritchard coming off the bench.
Pritchard's taking his game to another level. You know, last night was an off night for Jaylen Brown.
Yep.
Only 7 of 17. But then you got Pritchard coming off the bench. He's really kind of stepped it up. And remember, they're doing this all without Porzingis right now.
Exactly. I mean, and look, this team is still the team to beat. Not just in the Eastern Conference, but in the NBA. I love the Cavaliers. I love their story. I love what they've been able to do. Darius Garland had an off night last night. Donovan Mitchell's taking his game to the next level. Yep. He's always been a great superstar. Kenny Atkinson has his team believing. Yep. They got 10 players.
Real good coach.
He's a really good coach. And sometimes that matters, man. Obviously, it matters all the time. You bring in the right coach with the right system, with the right players, and they believe and they buy in, they can do that. I was more impressed, though, with the Cavaliers losing last night and the way they fought back against Boston than I had been in them getting off to a 15-0 start. Because if you look back at the games they had won, they beat Milwaukee twice. They beat some teams that were low-caliber teams. They beat the Knicks. They did, but the Knicks early in the season when the Knicks still trying to figure things out, obviously. They beat the Golden State Warriors the other day or whatnot, and Golden State was on. But that win last night, that loss last night, was more impressive than the 15 wins, in my opinion, that they had all season long because of the way they fought back. And Boston, it wasn't like Boston was like taking this game lightly. Boston needed to win this game last night because this was a NBA Cup game.
Yeah, it was a Cup game.
And they had already lost a Cup game against the Hawks, so they couldn't go down 0-2 in their group. And plus, Boston had a chance to blow them out, which also matters in these Cup games because point differential decides
tiebreakers.
Yeah. And so for them to only win, what they won by, 4 points last night?
Three
points last night?
Yeah.
And they had a 20-something point lead? I mean, look, Cavaliers, give them credit, man. Evan Mobley's a baller, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Darius, like I said, Garland had an off night. And then they were missing four of their key players last night. That's deep in their rotation. They got a deep rotation. So I got a lot of love. I got a lot of respect for the Cleveland Cavaliers. But once again, the Boston Celtics are the team to beat in the Eastern Conference, man. Don't ever disrespect Jason Tatum like this. Give him the love that he deserves. Like, give him the accolades that he deserves. I don't know if it, like I said, is he light skin because he brings Deuce out on the court with him all the time? I don't know what it is. I have no idea why people just, is it because he got curly hair? I don't know. What is it?
You know, and I can't say like because Steph gets love.
I mean,
Klay Thompson used to get love.
That's true.
Oh, you know.
So there goes that.
Yeah, there goes that theory.
You know.
You know, because he got the good hair, maybe he needs to cut his hair down or something. I don't know what it is. But like we need to start showing Jason Tatum more love, more respect, more adulation, because he deserves it. Because he's the leader of the Boston Celtics. I love Jaylen Brown. I think Jaylen Brown's a phenomenal basketball player and just a superb, excellent, obviously brilliant person who's basically a Mensa. Right? But yeah, man. The NBA this season is gonna be really interesting. Especially with the Lakers doing what they're doing right now. The Lakers off to a good start, and people can hate all they want to on LeBron James, but they won, what, they're 10-4 this season. They won, what, 5-6 in a row? They're undefeated at home this season. Dalton Connect is coming into his own. I said before the season, and y'all can look it up. You can look it up. You know, so if you're going to give me if you find my bad takes and them cold takes, find some of the hot takes out there, too. I saw Dalton Connect when he dropped the 17 to the Lakers. I said, steal of the draft. Steal of the draft. And I also said that he is going to be my front runner for Rookie of the Year because, obviously, he has swagger. If you saw him at Tennessee, this man played with swagger. He played with a confidence beyond anybody else. I know Zach Edey was the Player of the Year, but Dalton Connect was a surefire number two. It was Zach Edey and Dalton Connect, in my opinion, last year as the top two players in college basketball. And Dalton Connect played with a fire. I used to do college basketball with Jim Jackson over at Fox before he got on the road. And Jim said he reminds him. Y'all remember Drazen Petrovic?
Oh, yeah of course. Oh,
said
yeah.
He reminded him a lot of Drazen Petrovic.
Whoa, that is a bold statement.
But I saw it.
That's a bold statement.
But I saw it. I saw it. He has that kind of swagger. He has that kind of fire. He's not afraid. And now that the Lakers are giving him that confidence, put him in the starting lineup, he is not going to lead that starting lineup even when Rory comes back. Here's LeBron James talking about him falling to 17.
I don't know. Same shit I said last year. You know, everybody, you know, on the internet called me a liar all the time. I lie about this shit, okay? So, what am I now? Ben said it. I watched him. I watched Tennessee a lot. I did not think he was going to fall to us. I thought it would be impossible. I have no idea how that happened, but very grateful and very happy that he's here. I knew exactly what he was getting when he fell to 17. They didn't find DK. The other 16 teams f***ed it up.
Did anybody watch him?
They just didn't f*** it up.
Wow. You know what's crazy? What's crazy is even at the time of the draft, who were everybody talking about in the draft the Lakers drafted? Who's everybody talking about?
Bronny,
second round pick. Second round pick got way more love. I understand it's LeBron's son. I know it's Bronny. I know everything, you know, that goes along with him playing in the NBA with his father and all that type of stuff like that. I'm like, man, y'all better not be overlooking this kid, this man. And I know Brockman doesn't believe that LeBron James saw how good Dalton Connect was in college.
I don't.
Why do you feel that way? Because LeBron watches other sports. He always...
Because he doesn't have a great track record of being honest.
Okay. About like
I told y'all you should have bought Bitcoin at 1,000. Like, okay, LeBron.
Sometimes, even when you lie a lot, even if you lie a lot, you can still tell the truth every now and then, right?
Yeah, but it makes people harder to believe you.
But I believe him when he said Dalton Connect. I'm pretty sure you can look back.
Maybe he did. I'm sure he did. I'm sure he's seen him. But, like, he just doesn't deserve the benefit of the doubt when it comes to saying things like
so
that.
So here's what you do. A lot of times what I do when I want to find out, because, like, LeBron puts a lot of stuff out there on X or on Twitter. Go to LeBron's page, put at LeBron James, whatever he is, and put in Connect and find out what his past tweets had to say about him. And I'm pretty sure he said something about him when he was at Tennessee and how good he was. This kid is for real, man. And give credit what credit is due. If we're going to give blame to LeBron James about decisions that he makes on the basketball court when it's come to the Lakers and how much power and authority he has. And, you know, I've heard Laker fans, and Laker fans, by the way, are the most critical of their own team of anybody else out there. Laker fans do not respect what LeBron has brought to the table, right? And yes, they've had some down years, obviously. But hey, LeBron has kind of acquiesced this season. He's still playing at a high level, still one of the top 5-10 players in the NBA, which is amazing. At 40 years old, 22 years into the league, that's an accomplishment. I keep telling you guys that his dad is Zeus. This man does not have a human father. Nobody knows. Nobody ever talks about his dad, but his dad, he's like, it's not human. It's not human what this man is able to do. But he's acquiescing and allowing AD to be the player he is and having an MVP-type season himself, right? And so if you're going to give some blame to LeBron James, give him credit because another addition, the only addition that they made to this team outside of the draft picks has been who? J.J. Redick.
And JJ's done a great job so far.
JJ has done a phenomenal job. Why is JJ Redick the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers?
Because he did a podcast with LeBron.
Okay, so are we going to give LeBron credit for making that move happen? Because JJ Redick, if it wasn't for Kenny Atkinson, JJ Redick early on in the season would be getting votes for coach of the year.
Well, then you're admitting that LeBron's the general manager.
Well, he is. I'm not denying that.
Okay.
I'm not denying
other
that.
Other people don't want to admit that.
No, he is. Come on, man. And even when LeBron says, I don't have any power. LeBron got power. That's why his son was drafted at 55th overall.
He has all the power.
Yeah, he's got all the power. But see, here's the thing. What y'all forget about it, or what y'all don't recognize, or what y'all fail to admit, is that LeBron deserves to have that type of power. You know why? Because he's that great. The fact that, once again, 22 years into the league, at the age of 40 years old, he's still one of the top 10 players in the league, and he has that kind of influence. If he was a scrub, you think he'd have that kind of influence? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Michael Jordan was an owner of a team. Michael Jordan was with the Wizards, and he made some decisions that weren't great either, right? And he got criticized for that. Right? Got let go from the Wizards unceremoniously. They did him wrong. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? So, I mean, things happen. So people are going to make mistakes when it comes to that. You know, just because you were a great player doesn't make you a great personnel person. So give credit what credit is due when he did make the right decision. And the fact that J.J. Redick is the coach of the L.A. Lakers, that's a move from LeBron James. LeBron's like, oh my gosh, let me do a podcast. LeBron is the smartest NBA player maybe in history. Smart. I'm talking about mindset, memory. There's not a play on the court that LeBron doesn't remember that happened. You go, hey, that play that happened in the first quarter, blah, 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 you and D'Angelo Russell, whatever, he'd tell you details, everything from top to bottom. Yeah. Left to right, every detail of it. I forget my kid's name sometime.
Mix it up with the dog.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying, like, LeBron has this great mind and he doesn't get enough credit for it. I mean, not just his physical attributes that he brings to the table, but a great mind. And yes, he makes some improper decisions when it comes to some people he wants on his team or whatever, but for the most part, it kind of works out. Worked out when he went to the Miami Heat. Got that done. If he could have had some of the players in Cleveland, maybe he would have stayed in Cleveland if he could have gotten some of the players to come to Cleveland and join him there. But he got AD in L.A., right? I'm pretty sure he might have had something to do with Dalton Connect being there. Hey, you know, hey, bro, we got the 17th pick. Dalton Connect's still there. You don't think he made a phone call or a tap or whatever? Hey, bro, you might want to get this guy. Might have had. So if he's getting the blame for it, give him some of the credit for some of the moves that he's making right now. And not just the fact that he got his son on the basketball team because he's got the power to do so. All right. What are we talking about coming up next, man? Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame semifinalists. Some good names on this list here I want to talk about. I'm a Giants fan, and I don't believe Eli Manning should be in the Hall of Fame in the first ballot. We'll talk about that in just a second right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happening. thing. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. and TJ Jefferson bring their unique take on sports entertainment with no contest wrestling, with guests like Swerve Strickland.
Why do you use staples like sensu beans, man?
No, it was just something, a concept I came up with. It's an instrument used to punish. It was just finding those common items. If you see them, you automatically think back to me in that moment. So it's one of those things I wanted to just implement in like my whole character, being the most dangerous man in AEW.
The No Contest Wrestling Podcast, part of the Rich Eisen Podcast Network, wherever you listen.
When you see the video of you throwing to Tyree, okay, what do you think of when you see that?
I just smile. I'm just thankful for David Tyree, man. There's not a better person and a guy who just, who had the worst week of practice in the history of all practices on that Friday and dropped every pass and, thought he was going to be the starting receiver. And then Flacco, comes back and plays that game. And then, sure enough, in the game, David Tyree has a touchdown catch and then makes the catch, with Rodney Harrison hanging all over him.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Papa giving the call saying, he's got a wide open receiver, and I guess that's wide open in the NFL. And, David Tyree, just the will, desire was there, and just catching it off the helmet, just what an unbelievable story. Never get tired of watching that play.
All right, well, Chris Brockman, my on-air compadre here, what do you tell him? Go ahead, tell him what you say every time. Now that he's here, you can say it to his face. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, usually I say it to Sean O'Hara because Sean is here, but right. I mean, there were 14 different holdings on that play.
He sees holding. Eli, what do you say to that? When
he says holding?
Yeah, he sees holding.
I didn't see it. How can you have holdings? They didn't block anybody. Line just like, all right.
They
let them run in. Almost get sat by all four players. They kind of just blocked them off. It's not really holding. If the guy's holding me, like a defense player is holding me, I think you're allowed to do whatever you want to the pass rusher at that point. If I'm in the grass, they can just grab them also and pull them off. It's kind of free range at that point.
I agree. You, Chris, you see holding. Eli sees grasping. That's what he sees.
I see the greatest play ever.
That's right. There's a giant.
I was right there, Eli. I was sitting right there.
I was there in the building.
That's it.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, Mike Hill filling in for the great Rich Eisen. Give us a call, 844-204-RICH. We want to hear from you, especially if you feel like TJ should give up on his Dallas Cowboy fandom. He's got decided that if he does
so. I almost forgot about that.
Yeah, the contract that needs to sign. If TJ gives up on his
damn fandom, act together.
Get your ass together there, TJ.
Well, that's not what he said, Mike.
5 years. 5 years. You cannot go back to the Cowboys. Thanks for watching live on the Roku Sports Channel, Sirius XM, and Odyssey. Brockman, you got something?
Yeah, real quick. So you were talking about back when I was hating on Derek Jeter. The 06 AL MVP that Justin Morneau won, you think Jeter should have won?
Yep.
It actually should have been David Ortiz. David Ortiz had a higher war than Jeter and Justin Morneau. He led the league with 54 home runs, 137 RBIs, and 119 walks.
Did David Ortiz play in the field? I love that. Poppy's my guy. I can't say anything negative about Poppy.
Same amount of runs scored as Jeter.
Poppy is one of my favorite guys in the world, man. I played last with him over at Fox. Poppy could win a lot of MVPs.
That was
a
Big Poppy's award that
year. Man, Jeter deserved
54 home run. 54 home
Jeter
runs?
Jeter deserved award. Where did Poppy finish that year?
Third.
DH. He's a DH.
Who cares?
He was DH.
Big deal.
Right.
Is that a position on the field or not? Shohei Ohtani should have won MVP this year?
I mean, but that's like everybody's DH. Like they in the National Leagues now, they got DHs now. So it's like, oh, but he was so great. I mean, he was outstanding. Like Shohei Ohtani had one of the greatest seasons in baseball history. You can't deny that. But
not as many home runs or RBIs as Ortiz.
Jeter,
man,
the plays that Jeter made in the field, people just forget about that.
You can't think of one.
He made in the field. He made in the field, man. Y'all don't ever, please, we cannot respect Jeter, man. Oh my gosh.
Don't even, Mike, don't entertain.
I know. I get caught up, man. This is what happens. They drag down this rabbit hole. You can't.
David Ortiz has diamond encrusted earpieces. Like, I mean, let's bow down.
David Ortiz, I bow down to Poppy. Yeah, I love Poppy.
Poppy's great.
I love Poppy. Poppy, I respect Poppy even when he played with the Red Sox against the Yankees. I hated him when he played, but I respected him. It was almost like Michael Jordan. I respected him, but I hated him because he kept me away from championships.
Swing the bat.
Oh, Poppy's so good.
His bat was the
best. He's just even a better person, man. Have you met him in person?
Yeah, a couple times.
I mean, just Poppy's the best person in the world. I love him so much, man. See, here's the difference between me and you, though, Brock. I'm a realist. I love my teams. I love the Yankees. I love the Giants. I love the Knicks.
Soto goes, sorry, I'm like, TJ,
I'm going to tell you right now.
Write that thing up right now.
If Soto leaves, Soto can leave, right? And I know he's not going to come back to the Yankees. I knew that right after the World Series game when he says, I'm basically a mercenary. I'm open to all 30 teams. I don't really care about winning. Just show me the money.
Show me the money.
Show me the money. You know what I mean? And that's his business. He's won a World Series already. I get that. He deserves it or whatever. But if he goes to the Dodgers or if he goes to the Red Sox, he's dead to me. Like, no Soto. Yep. Boo. Come back. You can go back to the Mets. I don't care about going to the Mets. You know, the Mets don't matter to us. Like, as a Yankee fan, we don't care. I don't care. You can go to the Mets. Mets. You get Soto, we're going to get Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso is going to come over. We need a first baseman. We'll fill that gap, and then we can get somebody else too. All right. Let me get into this real. Here's the difference between me and you, right?
What?
I love my teams, but I'm also a realist when it comes to my teams, right? And so I can always give credit where credit's due, but I'm always going to say, hey, I'm going to tell it like it is, right? So the finalists, semifinalists for the NFL Hall of Fame is out. And you got guys like Anquan Boldin on it. Antonio Gates should be in. James Harrison. Torrey Holt. Luke Kuechly, linebacker for the Carolina Panthers so many years. Terrell Suggs. Adam Vinatieri should get in.
Oh, yeah.
Patriot should get in. First ballot.
Played longer with the Colts.
Hines Ward should get in. Yeah, should have been in.
For sure.
Reggie Wayne eventually will definitely get in. And I want my boy Darren Wilson to get in. But here's the thing. Eli Manning's the only quarterback on that list, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're down to 25.
Two-time Super Bowl champion, right?
Yeah.
Should not be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Should not be a second ballot Hall of Famer. Maybe on the third try, maybe get him in the Hall of Fame. Eli Manning, I love Eli. Don't get me wrong. Thank you, Eli, for helping bring two Super Bowl titles to the Giants. How many playoff games did Eli Manning win outside of those two Super Bowl seasons? I'll wait.
Outside of the Super Bowl season?
Outside of those Super Bowl seasons.
Zero, right?
Zero.
Yeah.
How many times did Eli Manning actually get his team to the playoffs outside in his career? How many times? Less than half of his career went to the playoffs.
Yeah, he had four other appearances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And 0-4 in those games. Yeah, now, and then even in the regular season when the Giants won the Super Bowl, what kind of season did they have? Did they have a 13-3 season? Did they have a 9-7? I think they were wild card teams.
No, they were perfectly average.
Perfectly average. Made a run. Yeah. He helped get them there. So did Plaxico Burress. Great defense back in the day. They won the Super Bowl against your Patriots, that undefeated Patriots team.
Twice.
Not because of Eli. People forget. David Tyree made the great outstanding catch on his helmet. What happened the play before? Or a couple of plays before.
Yeah, Asante Samuel dropped an interception.
An interception that Eli Manning would have thrown. That would end. Like, and I'm not trying to criticize Eli, but everybody wants to say, oh, he won two Super Bowls, MVP in the Super Bowl and all that type of stuff. Automatic Hall of Famer. Yeah, Jim Plunkett won two Super Bowls too.
Yep.
He ain't in the Hall of Fame. Still waiting. Eli Manning has a name. He played for the team. Yep. The New York Giants. That's going to get him in the Hall of Fame. And yeah, eventually Jim Plunkett deserves to get in the Hall of Fame too. But Eli Manning, not first ballot.
Yeah, QB wins, not a QB stat, but Eli was 117 and 117 in his career. Perfectly average.
Perfectly average, but he's going to be a Hall of Fame because of his name, because he went to the Super Bowl, because he played for the New York Giants. Much more to talk about in hour two. We're going to talk to Bruce Feldman about the college football playoffs. NFL disappointments. Mike Hill in for Rich Eisen on the Rich Eisen Show. Stick around. More to come.
Yeah, now obviously, guys, you look at this list, 25 all incredibly deserving, outstanding NFL careers, but only 7 or 8 of these guys are going to make it. So who are you pinpointing when you look at the list here?
Antonio Gates should definitely get in. He's been a semifinalist. This is the second time being a semifinalist.
He should have been a first ballot last year. I was kind of shocked that he didn't make it last year.
I think Luke Kuechly. Luke Kuechly is the tackling machine, man, for the Carolina Panthers. He's helped them get to a Super Bowl. Luke Kuechly was like, Luke Kuechly could be the greatest. Cam, and they don't give Cam enough love. Cam and Luke Kuechly, but Luke Kuechly is definitely the greatest.
Yeah, Luke Kuechly was a defensive rookie of the year, defensive player of the year, five-time first team All Pro.
Yeah, definitely should be in.
Career cut short because of concussion.
Because of concussion,
he retired at 28.
But he was an outstanding player when he played. Yeah. Terrell Suggs definitely should be getting in.
Yeah.
Adam Vinatieri definitely should be getting in because of what he did. I mean, clutch kicker.
Yeah. Won Super Bowls. One Super Bowl.
People give Tom Brady.
He won the game.
He won. Like, the first Super Bowl Tom Brady won. Tom Brady gets credit for doing something that average NFL quarterbacks
dink and dunk down the field. Yeah. I mean,
get him in field goal range.
Famously, John Madden is saying, play for overtime. Take a knee. Play for overtime.
Exactly. Adam Vinatieri won that Super Bowl, but Tom Brady got the credit for it, which he deserves. Like, Tom Brady's a GOAT. My teammate there as well. You know what I'm saying?
Reggie Wade, Ricky Waters is long overdue,
Ricky
too.
Torrey Holt, man. Sure. Big game. Man, you ever seen Torrey Holt's finger? It's like sideways.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
it's gross.
Nasty.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Rich, Jameis has taken the Browns to the playoffs.
Dude, why can't they win 7-8 games to finish the year? Why not?
I'm not saying there's no why not, but this is a definitive statement that's clearly an overreaction and is perfect fodder for a show like this one. I appreciate you coming out of the gate hot. Come react or overreact with us. Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen. It's game over.
Over, man.